This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. A shirt button, a coffin plaque saying at rest, a stone marble found in what's believed to have been the coffin of a six-year-old boy. Those are just some of the almost 10,000 artifacts USF researchers have removed from 55 graves at the former Dozier School for Boys in Mariana, Florida. USF Associate Professor of Anthropology Christian Wells says there are also items that might help determine who is buried in the school's mysterious Boot Hill Cemetery.
And that can help us narrow down this list of 55 individuals into much smaller and more manageable groups that we can then use DNA and other kinds of analyses to identify specifically who the individuals were.
The researchers, led by Assistant Professor of Anthropology Aaron Kimmerly, have been investigating the Reform School for over 2 years. While 31 small white crosses dotted the cemetery, ground-penetrating radar sweeps and other work led them to believe 50 bodies would be found there and in surrounding areas. However, speaking at a news conference last week, Kimmerly said excavation work late last year found remains in 55 graves.
This is precisely why excavation was necessary. The only way to clearly establish the facts about the deaths and burials at the school is to follow a scientific process, which we have been using. And as you can see, that process is yielding important new information.
That information leads to more questions.
At this time, we know very little about the burials and the children buried within, in terms of who is specifically buried there, their ages or ancestry, nor the timing and circumstances of their death.
Those circumstances remain the stuff of nightmares. Many former Dozier students allege decades of abuse and even death at the hands of staff members. Richard Huntley was at Dozier from 1957 to 1959.
They would just tell us that the guys went home in the middle of the night or their parents come and got them. We knew that was not so. We know that a lot more graves are there.
Huntley is a member of the group, the Black Boys at Dozier, which is pushing for what they say is the truth about what happened there to come out. He spoke of how officials told students once that one of their classmates had escaped from the school.
And they told me, say, well, you know Huntley, guess what? He got away. He got away. And everybody was hooray, hooray. I got a phone call about a year ago when we first started this project and told me, say, guess what? There wasn't but one guy ran on record that year, and that guy's name never showed up. It showed up on the missing list. He didn't get away.
Ovelle Krell believes her brother, George Owen Smith, suffered a similar fate. He supposedly died at Dozier in 1941 at the age of 14. His body has never been found. She hopes her family's lifetime search for answers might soon come to an end.
It would give me a chance to, if I could get his remains, to put them between my mother and daddy in their cemetery plot in Auburndale. And I feel like they would know he was there.
The team will soon return to Dozier to continue to look for more graves as stories of multiple burial sites abound. Meanwhile, the recovered remains are being sent to the University of North Texas for DNA testing, and working with the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, researchers continue to take DNA samples from families of former Dozier students to match with remains. At last week's news conference, Kimmerly released a list of 42 of those students whose families haven't been found yet.
And so our hope is that it will elicit some people to come forward who may be related, or if there are web sleuths out there and genealogy buffs who can lend a hand, then we appreciate that too. It's something that we have genealogists working on, but the more help we can get from the public, then the faster that process will go.
It's a process that Kimmerly says is about providing closure.
This project has always been about fulfilling a fundamental human right for families who, like all of us, have a right to know what happened to their loved ones and are entitled to bury their relatives in a manner in which they deem proper.
To see video of the researchers working at Mariana, as well as the list of students that investigators are seeking relatives of, visit WUSF.org and click on the University Beat link. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner. As is fitting for a case that dates back to the early 20th century, progress is slow in coming for researchers looking at the graveyard of the Dozier School for Boys. But it is being made. Lead investigator, USF anthropologist Dr. Aaron Kimmerly, told Senator Bill Nelson that her team has completed skeletal analysis of 12 young men whose bodies were found buried there. In addition, DNA testing has been done on 5 of those bodies, but that doesn't mean their names are known just yet.
The result from that testing is a DNA profile, which is entered into a number of databases. And every time we submit more references from families, they're compared, and hopefully they will eventually be matched.
Kimberly adds that family members of six more young men who were buried at Dozier have come forward to submit DNA samples. The researchers have excavated 55 sets of remains from the grounds of the school, which was closed in 2011 after decades of allegations of violent abuse against students by staff members. Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News. Ovelle Krell was only 12 years old when her brother died, but what she remembers most about him was his musical ability.
He could walk in a music store and pick up any instrument they've ever made, and within 2 minutes he could play it.
14-year-old George Owen Smith tried to teach his sister how to play music, but those lessons stopped in 1940 when he was sentenced to the Arthur G. Dozier School for Boys after being caught in a stolen car with a 19-year-old friend. Shortly after arriving at the reform school in Marianna, Florida, Smith reportedly escaped but was found dead several months later under a house 2 miles away. University of South Florida anthropologist Dr. Erin Kimmerly picks up the story.
Though the family told authorities to hold his remains at a local funeral home, they arrived to be shown a mound of dirt by a superintendent who said that they had just buried him in an unmarked burial ground.
As a result, Krell's mother refused to believe her son was indeed dead, leading her daughter to make her a promise.
I was searching for him, not only out my love, but for a vow that I had made my mother and father on their deathbeds, that I would find my brother if it was in my power. I would look till I died.
Now Krell has her answer, thanks to a team of USF researchers. For the last 3 years, a group of anthropologists led by Kimberly has tirelessly investigated the Dozier School, which was closed in 2011 after decades of allegations of abuse and violence against students. That work led to the exhumation last year of remains found in 55 unmarked graves on school grounds. USF professor of anthropology Christian Wells says the first set of remains exhumed was the least preserved, buried barely 2 feet underground, unlike the other fully clothed remains, naked, wrapped only in a burial shroud. All that was left were the skull, parts of the hands, lower legs, and feet.
We were very fortunate to get the skull and some teeth because we're using the teeth and the roots from the teeth to develop the DNA profile. So we were very, very lucky on this one.
That DNA profile was compared to samples taken from living family members of some of the boys believed to be buried in the graves. The least preserved body provided the first match, George Owen Smith. Erin Kimmerly picked up the phone to call the now 85-year-old Ovelle Krell.
I was very excited to tell her, so I probably mumbled a lot more than I normally would, but I just said, Ovelle, we have a match, and we found your brother. We have Owen.
It is the answer to my family's prayer that we can take him back, put him with my parents, and maybe we can all get some peace and closure.
But even with one boy identified, dozens of others still lack names. That bothers many, including Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi.
I mean, these are kids, and these kids deserve and will have a proper burial with the dignity and respect that they deserve.
Bondi and other Florida officials have come out in support of USF's efforts at Dozier, a welcome change to Bill Price. Price, a burly-looking man in his mid-60s, is a member of a group of former students known as the White House Boys, named for the small white shack where they say they were brutally beaten by school administrators. For years, the group, along with other former students, have fought state officials like Bondi to acknowledge what happened to them. Now, they're standing on the same side.
Not everybody is without a heart. You know what I mean? Some people are looking in at the wallet, and some people are flying from the heart. And these people that are helping us are from the heart.
Price says that giving the first set of remains an identity is the greatest thing ever. He says that the surviving students, now grown men, will continue to speak up for their voiceless classmates, like the one boy whose body was exhumed with a single marble in his pocket.
Our symbol now, every White House boy you see will have this, the marble, in their pocket.
Price draws a tiny brown and white orb from his pocket.
So that's something you guys all carry now?
Yes. Harley. Hey, Harley. Let me see your marble.
He calls a fellow White House boy, James Harley DeNike, over. Harley, named for his motorcycle outside, pulls a purple and white marble from his pocket.
Everybody has their marble.
Yep.
And if you run into a White House boy, he'll have his marble.
And hopefully soon, with everyone's continued persistence, more families will get their answers, just like Ovelle Krell has.
I hope it's encouraging to stick in there and stick it out, you know. I did for 73 and a half years, so there's still hope.
Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.
After 80 years of seeking answers, a family is finally able to bury a son who died at the Dozier School for Boys in Marianna, Florida. WUSF's Mark Schreiner has more.
They brought him here today to be with his brother. Those were the words of 86-year-old Richard Varnadeau, who was at last able to put his brother Thomas in his final resting place alongside a third sibling, Hubert, in a Plant City cemetery Monday. Thomas and Hubert were sent to the Dozier School for Boys in 1934 for allegedly stealing a typewriter. Hubert returned home after a 9-month stay. 13-year-old Thomas never did, reportedly dying from pneumonia barely a month after arriving at the school. Varnadeau's remains were finally exhumed from an unmarked grave in a cemetery on Dozier grounds by University of South Florida researchers late last year. DNA from Richard helped positively identify Thomas in September. Richard took time during a memorial service to thank those researchers and others who worked for so long to bring his brother home.
I just want to make sure that everybody knows how much they mean to me for finding my brother. And if there's anything I can ever do for any of you, please let me know.
Two other young men whose bodies were exhumed from Dozier's graveyard have been identified. One has since been reburied with his family. Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.